Welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Easy meditations to clear your thoughts, brighten your emotions, and change the way you feel. With your host, hypnotherapist Dan Greasy.
Hello, and welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Today, we're back in New York City for another live walking meditation that focuses on a less stressful experience while riding public transportation. With all the things to see and do in Manhattan, there are plenty of opportunities to get around the city on the excellent public transportation system. That includes the subway and train system, city buses, and even the Staten Island Ferry. Since this was my last day in New York, I decided to ride the subway and city bus to the airport. And this podcast episode will make it easy to imagine what it was like to be there, listening to and experiencing everything that happened along the way. Before we get our MetroCard and hop on the train, I thought we'd spend a few minutes walking down Fifth Avenue and maybe stop by a New York City coffee shop. Then we'll get started, riding the subway most of the way and then transferring to the airport express bus. I think you'll be surprised at how easy and stress-free it can be. I'm walking down Fifth Avenue, and temperature not too bad. It's about 40 degrees Fahrenheit here in New York, so it's a great day to be out walking. People walking, a lot of people getting off work at this hour and walking up the street. And one of the benefits of walking is a lot of breathing as we're walking, taking in a lot of oxygen to help us on our walk throughout the city. And endorphins are being released, which puts us in a great mood. So the more you can walk and the farther you're walking, so much the better. Breathing is always a great focus in meditation. It's not something that we have to worry about because we're always breathing. All right, we're going to head into the coffee shop right now. And we're inside, and this is a great coffee shop with all sorts of snacks and organic coffee. Latte, cappuccino, Americano, they have flat white and mocha, and espresso as well. And they have organic tea if you're a tea drinker instead of coffee. They have hot coffee, and they have hot tea, they also have iced coffee. And iced green tea and iced black tea. And even iced Americano and light coffee. And we're walking down the steps into the subway. I'm going to catch the E train. Now we're inside the subway station, and in front of us are machines to purchase our MetroCard, our train ticket. Pretty easy to do. Just need a credit card, ATM card of some type, and that will dispense the correct fare for you to take the trip on the Metro. If you have questions, you can always ask the attendant, or if you want the fare manually placed on your MetroCard. Now we've got our MetroCard in our hand. We're going to run it through the entry terminal. Okay, we went through the turnstile. So we are on the E train headed toward Roosevelt Station. And there we will be able to connect with a Q70 bus, express bus, that'll take us directly to LaGuardia Airport. So it's very easy to discover where the train is at just by looking at the signs overhead. There are also side panels on the walls that show you the exact position of the train and the next few stops ahead. Says the next stop is 23rd Street. And of course, you could always ask a passenger, someone next to you, who probably rides this train every single day, and they're going to help you. If you have any concerns, it's always a good time to close your eyes, focus on the guided meditation. Easy to travel. You might see some people walking through the train, asking maybe for donations. Two more stops to go before Roosevelt Station, where we will get off this train and make our transfer to the Q70 bus, the express bus that will take us directly to LaGuardia Airport. If you look around, most people are engaged in something, checking out their phones, reading some information, answering text messages, listening to music, maybe reading a book. Some have their eyes closed. They could be meditating, they could be sleeping, or just resting. But riding the subway, very safe. And we have one more stop to go. We've just stopped at Queens Plaza. And the sign above is telling us that the next stop is Roosevelt Avenue, Jackson Heights, which is where we'll do our transfer. It's very, very safe to ride on the subway. Always good advice, however, to be aware of your personal electronics. It is recommended you do not sit right by the doors, especially if you're using your phone. Those are having situations where someone might try to grab that phone and run. So sit in one of the middle seats, surrounded by some other passengers, and you'll have no issues. It's so easy to be very calm while you're riding the subway. It's a very, very safe means of transportation, especially in a big city like New York. It's one of the very fastest ways to get from A to B. Sometimes in a taxi, you can be stalled in traffic for a long time. That is not the case in a subway. Occasionally, you may have a delay when they're doing construction on the subway. But normally, this is all planned for, and they'll route the trains around the construction area so you arrive at your destination on time. The time factor can sometimes cause some worry and a higher stress level. For example, I'm on my way to the airport, and if I were worried there was going to be a major delay, it could cause me a little bit of anxiety. But the subway is moving along, so I don't anticipate any problem. And once we transfer to the Q70 bus, there are absolutely no stops, and that bus moves along very quickly. You can hear the normal sounds of the subway. A train next to us is going in the other direction. But it's a great time, if you have a set of headphones, to listen to a guided meditation like this one. Or listen to some music as you're riding the subway. Another great way to pass the time is to listen to audiobooks. You can become involved in the story, and time passes. Before you know it, you're at your destination. And of course, you do have to keep your eye on the stop. And ours is coming up next. The next stop is Roosevelt Avenue. Saying that in big letters. So we know this is where we are going to get off. Okay? And the overhead signs are giving us our exact time of arrival at that particular stop. 12:18, and we'll get out and transfer to the Q70. All right, the train has stopped. And we're waiting for the doors to open.
This is the Jamaica Center
bound. There we are. We're stepping off the train. And there's a sign that says exit Q70 to LaGuardia. And off we go. Walking up the steps. Pretty simple. One flight of easy steps to walk up right now. If we just look around, we'll notice, first of all, there's a lot of people here for help and support. New York police officers are here. And a lot of people just like us who are taking the subway or the train. We're going to follow this sign, Q70 to LGA, to LaGuardia. Walking along, there's a lot of shops here. There's a flower shop. We do weddings, it says, and special events. The beautiful flowers in the window. Roses. And all sorts of arrangements. And there are a place to eat as well. Kiosks. We're just following the signs. There's an exit for 74th Street and Broadway. We're not going to go out there. Actually, we are. It says use 74th Street exit for Q47, Q70 to LaGuardia. So that's what we're going to do. There's a sign with arrows pointing up this direction to the Q70. Walk up one more flight of stairs. People are walking down the stairs toward us, and we're walking up the stairs toward the bus. Getting a little bit closer. Top of the stairs. We'll walk straight out through the exit turnstile. There we are. And there's a sign that says LaGuardia Link Q70. Select bus service. We're just going to follow that sign. Here we are. As we get out, there's the Q70 bus right there. And it's pulling in. I'm going to ask the bus driver a question. Hey there.
Hello, how are you?
Quick question. How do I catch the Q70 to LaGuardia? How do I know where it goes? There it is.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Some simple directions, just so we know exactly where to go. This is a part of town called Jackson Heights. Roosevelt and Jackson Heights. A lot of good places to eat around here. Small restaurants, small shops. It's a New York neighborhood that's pretty popular. You can hear the hum of the bus that's waiting here. Great bus transportation. These are clean air hybrid electric buses. I'm just waiting for the bus outside. So there's a machine here for the Q70 bus. You have your existing MetroCard. You hit the button to start, push to start. It instructs you to insert your MetroCard, which the machine then reads. And it ejects the MetroCard and then a receipt. And you take that receipt and you show it to the driver. And that's all there's to it. Pretty simple to do. Thanks for being a part of the show today. In upcoming episodes, we'll also have guided meditations for easy, peaceful flying. And that can be really helpful for someone who has a stressful time flying on airplanes or even thinking about an upcoming flight. If you know someone who might need a little more support in dealing with stress and anxiety while taking public transportation or flying with greater comfort, be sure to visit the brightandclearmeditation.com website for more resources and information about our individual therapeutic sessions, which are a great help in those situations. Okay? Remember that less stress is good, and we'll meet up again in our next episode.
You've been listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. For more meditations like these, or to contact Dan directly, please visit dangreasy.com or brightandclearmeditation.com. This has been an Achievement Advantage production.